Yisrael, there's, you know, the women of the wall, and there's all these things going on in Eretz Yisrael. So there's always in the news, reform, conservative, the Rabbanut, they're always trying to control, exercise their control. So we have a tendency to rejoice over their downfall. These are very powerful psukim. Don't rejoice. They're your brothers. These people are Achenu B'nei Yisrael. They come from Choshev and Yichos. Sometimes their Yichos is even more Choshev than the people who they're fighting against. And it's sad. It's sad. And instead of rejoicing over their downfall, we have to yearn for them once again to be Chozer, for them to be Chozer B'Shuva. And again, according to the other parish of Rashi, we're not discussing the hate of attitude, we're discussing the hate of Avodah Zarah Mamish. Just like the Aseres Hashvatim worship Avodah Zarah, we also, Yehud also worship Avodah Zarah. And unfortunately, the ability to do tshuva is too little, too late. Okay, we all different interpretations. Boichan means suffer, to suffer, or means the sword is strengthened, the sword has been battle-tested, or Boichan, Hashem says, I've tested them, and I already got the results. The results have come back, and for them, it's too little, too late. That probably is the most interpretations of all the different words we've come across in these psukim. Okay, let's now begin Pasuk Yud Tes. The Ata Venadam. Okay, just a little bit, just one Pasuk, because we're out of time. One Pasuk, Ata Venadam, Hinavei, I want you to give over a new prophecy. It's a continuation. V'hach kaf el kaf. I want you to bang one hand to another hand in expression of tzar. V'si kafel, because why? Why do I want you to bang? Because v'si kafel chedef shili shisa. Because it's going to be doubled, the third sword. Now doubling over here means it's going to be more intense. We learned over here back in the previous pasuk, cherev el cherev. We have two swords. We learned about the two swords. Back in Pasuk Yudal, Ben Adam Hinavei V'Amarta Koyamar Hashem Emor Cherev Cherev. What are the two swords? The Golus of Yehoyakim and the Golus of Yehoyachin. What's the third Golus? The Golus of Tzidkiyahu. Three exiles. It's critical. You can't come out of where knowing Tanakh without knowing that the three exiles towards the end of the Bais. Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, and Tzidkiyahu. So the third galus of Tzidkiyahu is going to be much, much worse than the galus of Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin, because many people are going to die. When Yehoyakim was exiled and Yehoyachin was exiled, there were very few deaths. We don't even know about any deaths. We just know about an exile. But here it's going to be V'sikafel, it's going to be doubled over, the Cherev Shili, the intensified, the Cherev Shili Shisa, the third sword, Cherev, and this sword is going to be the Cherev Chalolim, the sword of the slain. He Cherev Cholol HaGadol. This is going to be a very great death. A Cherev which brings a lot of death. HaChoy Deres Lohem. That is going to, now this is a very hard word to translate. Either it means Lashon of a Cheder. Cheder means a room. A Cheder Otum. A sealed room. It's going to seek them out in their hiding places. And this, according to one interpretation, means there's no hiding. No matter where you hide, the sword is going to find you. Or it can mean choyderes, you have to exchange the letters. Instead of the dalet coming before the resh, put the resh before the dalet. Like kesef, keves. And like beged, or a similar, samla. There are many words in Tanakh where the letters sometimes are interchanged. Kaporis. What?
Paroches kaporis.
Paroches kapares, so here also choderes, it's like yirecho redes. Choredes means terror, the sword that's going to bring in much terror. Let's see the Mepharshim very quickly. Pasik, your test in the Mitsudos, David. The Pasik, find it here. Mitsudos, David, Pasik, your test. Okay, v'hach kaf el kaf derech tsar ve'evel, v'ti kaf el emor b'nevua. Say b'nevuah asher cheref hashlishes tia kefula umeruba mishtei hacharavos sha'arvo. It's going to be much, much worse. Kolayim ritzon lamar. Golus tzidkia. The third golus. Tia kosha mi golus yehoyakim v'yehoyachin. Why? Cheref chalolim hi. Ha'cheref ahi tapil. This sword, the third golus, will cause to fall chalolim rabim. Many dead bodies. V'gam tapil cholol ha'godol. Who is the Cholol HaGadol? The king himself will be his goal to exile. Vel HaMelech Tzidkia Yoimar, Ki Gam Hu Nilkach Bashevi. The Yoshav B'Masar, he will sit in prison. Avol B'Shei HaGoliyos, the first two Goliyos of Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin, HaRishonais, Im Ki Nishbu HaMelochim, even though they were exiled, Lo Hirbu L'Hakos, but the people were not killed. Hachay deres lohem. What is this funny word? Ritzon leimar hacherev ahi shemura bicheder. In this interpretation of the Mesudos, this sword is well guarded. It's in the armory. It's locked up, protected behind many walls. It's a cheder. Miyuchod lovay aleihem. It's a special weapon that is the third sword that is guarded and it's waiting to come at the right time. Rashi pasuk yud tes. Hinavei v'hach kaf al kaf der chasayftim agos umorn umohi hanavua hifti sikafel cherev hashli shisa. Ani amarti, cherev cherev, I already told you there are two swords. Shal d'chaber shal d'vuchanetzev, v'l'hachev v'yushalayim, v'cherev b'nei amoyim b'gdal. So Rashi is learning not like the mitzudos. He's learning over here at Mamish to the very end of the Golas. The first sword was Nevuchadnetzar. The second sword was Gedalia, that Yoinason killed Gedalia. The Ched of Bnei Amoin b'Gedalia. Amoin propped up Yoichanan to murder Gedalia ben Achikam. That's the second sword. What's the third sword? Od yesh chedev shalishis kefula pishtein halalu v'chedev chalalim tiyeh. What is that? V'yechedev hachol hagadol hamapeles chalalim rabim hachayderes lohem b'chol asher teitzu, wherever they run away. After Gedalia was assassinated, everyone fled to Mitzrayim, and there Nebuchadnezzar he sought after them. After every survivor, he went to find, even in the most hidden hiding place, he would come to get them. Teitzu, wherever you're going to leave, Tirdoif Eschem v'Chadrei Chadorim. That's the name of a website, Chadrei Chadorim. You know that website? You shouldn't go there. Rav Meir, you go there all the time. The Chadrech, it's all the garbage. Okay, the Chadrech Adorim. Hare Yochanan ben Koreach. Yochanan ben Koreach, Vesari HaChayolim. This refers to Yochanan ben Koreach, Vesari HaChayolim, Sheyelchul Mitzrayim, where they went, Shom Tasigim. Cherev, the Cherev of Nebuchadnezzar will overtake them in their hiding places in Egypt when they flee after the assassination of Gedalia. That's the next pass I'm going to put upon you, the terror of the sword. So therefore, we have over here a new interpretation, not like the Mitzudos, whereas the Mitzudos says that the three swords refer to the Golus of Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, and Tzidkiyahu. The Rashi learns refers to the Golus, the Korban of Yerushalayim, the Korban of the assassination of Gedalia, and the third sword, which was the worst, was the survivors of the assassination of that group who went to Mitzrayim. They're now going to be killed by Nebuchadnezzar, even in the innermost hiding place, in the Chadrei Chadorim. Okay, the Radak, there's a lot of grammar. Let's go very quickly, finish up. Pasuk Yutes, V'yatav Adam, Yavidikof Elecherva Shlishisa. This is a very funny word. Shlishisa means what? It means the third. What else does it mean? V'shalishim al kulo. What does that mean? It means captains, officers. Shalish sometimes means an Adam Chashuv, an officer. So it can mean, either it means the third sword, or it can mean here, it means the mighty, powerful sword. Mila'el, the word is, the emphasis on the shin, not on the saf. V'ahei noisefes, there's an extra hay at the end. V'hu kimoy shalishis, this is like the third one. Pamim. So first he says it means three times. It's going to be triple. The Yeshu Farshim Shalishisa Gidoilo Kmay Hashalish Hashala Melach. So it's Shalishim al Kuloi. So two interpretations, it means the third sword, or the sword that's going to be tripled when into tsaris, or means a mighty sword. Chol gadol der klal klema chalol rabim gudelim shiyip shiyip jipul ba malachim usarim hachayderes lohem hamaka oisam bichadrei botem. So we have now a new interpretation. Whereas until now the Mitzudo says that this sword is guarded in a cheder, in a room, he learns that this sword is going to chase after you in your innermost chambers, exactly like what Rashi said, like Rashi. Bichadrei botem. Or he learns like the mitzvah who's guarding the room until now. Shayatza bavuram. The yoinasam tergim shili shisia tile seisa. The tergim means third. The tergim hachoideres lohem dimzia lohain. Terror. In other words, vitarguma kamo hofuch. He translates the word as if the word is hofuch. You interchange the letters. Keves kesef. Simla salma. Hachoideres inyin charada, change the letters around, hafuch, that it's a sword that's going to terrorize them. So, okay, so we have over here two of the different interpretations, and we'll stop here with pasik chaf.